At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
All right, good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this week's episode of the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with Trojan Athletics. So before we really get into the heart of today's show, I want to take a look back at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes performed on the fields and on the courts. So varsity girls lacrosse finished their 2019 season with a 2-14 overall record. They hosted St. Maria Goretti this past Friday and lost in a close one, 11-9. Varsity boys lacrosse had a stellar second half of the season, winning 8 of their last 9 games. This past week, they defeated New Oxford 11-2 and St. Maria Goretti 15-8 to cap off an excellent 10-7 overall season. And we want to say congratulations to Hayden Ocker on scoring his 100th career goal this past Friday night as well. Varsity boys volleyball, just like boys lacrosse, had a great second half of their season, winning 6 out of the last 8. They finished their season with a 3-0 win over Altoona this past Thursday to finish with an overall regular season record of 11-5. And here in just a few minutes, we will chat with head coach Marta Helfrich as we look ahead to their postseason run that will begin this Thursday. Varsity baseball went 1-1 this past week with a big 5-4 win over Commonwealth Division leader Redland this past Wednesday. They, however, finished their 2019 season with an overall record of 2-18, and I am sure they'll be getting to work here soon to begin preparing for a better 2020 campaign. And varsity track and field had an amazing day this past week as we hosted the Mid-Penn Conference Championship meet this past Saturday here in Trojan Stadium. We had approximately 30 teams here competing in every single event across the board, and both our boys and girls team had excellent days by finishing second overall in the team standings. Few highlights from that Mid-Penn Championship meet. On the boys' side, Tyshawn Worrell set a new school record by finishing second in the 100-meter dash with a time of 10.71 seconds. Our 4x100-meter relay team of Jaden Jones, Jonathan Jeffrey, Donovan Moses, and Tyshawn Worrell finished second with a time of 42.94 seconds. In shot put, Brock Harmon with a throw of 53 feet and 1.25 was the Mid-Penn Championship champion. And in the long jump, Tyshawn Worrell finished second with a career best jump of 21 feet, 6.25 inches. So congrats to the varsity track and field teams on a great showing at the Mid-Penn Championships this past Saturday. And to round out this past week, varsity softball finished their regular season going 1-1 with a win over Redland and a close loss to Commonwealth champion Central Dolphin 2-0. They finished their 2019 regular season with an overall record of 15-5. The District 3 playoff bracket for them will be finalized after any remaining games tomorrow, but it looks like they will wrap up the number 3 seed in District 3 6A and host a quarterfinal home game at Norlo Park next Thursday, May 23rd, so stay tuned for details. All right, so that wraps up last week's scores and highlights. If you'd like to check out our final scores daily, once again, just want to remind you to follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics, as we do our best to post the final scores there each and every evening. So if you're just now tuning in, I would want to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. So now I'd like to welcome our head boys volleyball coach, Marta Helfrich, to the studio so we can talk a little bit about this past season and get her thoughts on their upcoming playoff game against Palmyra this Thursday. So Coach Helfrich, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
All right, so we're going to go through a few questions here, and then as we really look ahead to the game this Thursday, that's what we'll try to focus on throughout today's show. So you took some time off this past year for some very good reasons. But obviously having time off, there's a big challenge and a big change coming back to any type of job, whether it's coaching, teaching, whatever it is. So after taking some time off, how has it been returning to the sideline?
It's refreshing. I think that this season has reassured my decision to come back to coach. Of course, there's also the challenges. The schedule, trying to get back into the routine and the demanding schedule of coaching. So the everyday demand and weekends and long hours. And also getting home late or sometimes, you know, not seeing my daughter occasionally can take a toll. But overall, it was a great decision to return.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you definitely came back. I know how challenging those late nights and stuff can be with little ones, with me having three at home, and I know with you having the one. But we know that it's not always about the money or all that kind of stuff when it comes to coaching. So we're excited that you came back and your commitment to our student athletes. So obviously, you know, looking back at this past season, and I think in any sports season, there's ups and downs. I don't think anybody has a perfect season. Even national champions and professional champions don't have perfect seasons. But when you look at this past season, what are maybe one or two of the biggest highlights that stick out in your mind?
I think probably the biggest highlight would be this senior class that I have. That's the core group of our varsity team. I first coached them before they were even in ninth grade. And just to see the individual and team growth from then to now has been tremendous. Their potential and how they come together individually as a person, but also as an athlete, has been great to see. As far as the season, we kind of had our backs against the wall at the Northeastern tournament, lost a couple games early in the pool that we shouldn't have lost, put ourselves in a tough spot. But then we finished the day coming back and winning the silver bracket. So that was a good highlight to show that the guys didn't give up and they continued to push till the end.
Awesome. So I know one of the cool things that you do every season, Coach, is you sit down with the team at the beginning of the year and you talk about goals, both individual and team. And I think you actually even have them write them down, because it's one thing to say your goals out loud, but when you can really put pen to paper, it really makes them just that much more real. For something that you guys are trying to accomplish. So when you look back at that process and look back to the beginning of the season, what were some of the team goals that you guys set and the team set to accomplish this year?
I know the big emphasis that all of us were looking forward to were deciphering between what a great team does on a daily basis versus a championship team. You know, what are some of those characteristics that you have to bring daily to practice or daily to matches, and how could we decipher between the two and know going forward what we had to do daily to become a championship team. So overall as a team, that was our main goal. Specifics, we were looking forward to winning a tournament this season. That was a goal. And then of course postseason, making districts, making a run at states if possible, so top five is our big goal.
Okay.
And we're still en route.
Awesome. So obviously, you know, we could check off postseason appearance off that list.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, this Thursday we can start checking off some more of those goals off that list.
Correct.
So obviously, you know, looking to the postseason, this Thursday you guys are going to start that District 3 playoff run, hopefully all the way there to the PAA championships. So this Thursday, you guys are going to be taking on the Cougars of Palmyra. That game will be played at Exeter Township High School at 6 p.m. So obviously, without sharing too much, because we don't know if any Cougar fans are maybe driving through Chambersburg right now to report back, what's your game plan going into this game, and how excited is the team, and are they ready to go?
Yeah, so our plan is to find their weaknesses and then attack them. They have some solid players that are aggressive and are go-getters. And if we can limit the number of touches that those players get and maybe pinpoint a couple weaknesses, that's our main goal moving forward. We have much film and practice and, you know, some analyzing to do to get there, but I think that will set us to the right area.
Okay. So, well, I mean, obviously you touched a little bit about it on some of their key players and that kind of stuff, but what do you expect specifically out of the Cougars? Kind of what's their style of play as you've watched some of that film that you've been preparing for?
They are aggressive. So they're going to try and swing hard at every ball. They're going to try and do the most what they can with whatever ball they do get, whether they're in system or out of system. So if you're not playing solid at the net, they're going to try and abuse your block and get any free points that they possibly can get. when they're not in system and when they're not given the perfect play on their side. And watching a little bit of film on them, they do a pretty good job of that.
Okay. So obviously our guys at the net have a lot of work in store for them Thursday.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously anytime you're going into the postseason or you have a big tournament or anything like that, and then you've got to pair it with a long drive like this. Now, these long drives aren't anything we're not used to. By, you know, making trips to State College and now Altoona every season. But obviously, it takes a little bit of effort to get the guys excited, get them hyped up. Even though we'd think that we would hope that as teenagers, they don't need much of that. But what kind of goes into your game plan, your coaching staff? How do you get the guys hyped up and prepared for these big matches?
So we do as much as we can prior to the match to make sure that they're prepared for the match. And then immediately before the match, I try and get them to do something goofy or funny. Okay. Our team is pretty funny, and they do a good job amongst themselves of making each other laugh. So I try and make sure that they have some time set aside to maybe release some of the nerves that are coming up before we get started in the match. They always ask me to dance. I have not done that this season, so I might have to bust a move before the match if that's what's going to loosen it up a little bit more.
You might need to. Maybe that'll be a little incentive for them to play well.
Yes.
Maybe see a dance in the locker room or something like that. I know. I think maybe like Dabo Swinney or something like
that. Yes.
And what they do. So. Awesome. Very cool. And I know you've got some guys on the team that definitely they've kind of taken that role, I think, to heart in terms of hyping the team up, getting them excited. I know guys like Alex Lipinski and some of them, they get very excited on the bench when the guys are playing well.
So, yes.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to see how you guys compete this Thursday. And I want to thank you for joining us here on today's show. I know you need to head to practice to continue for tomorrow's match prep, but we appreciate you being here. So just to recap, the Trojan boys volleyball team, they'll be competing in the first round of the District 3 AAA playoffs tomorrow evening, May 16th at 6 p.m. against Palmyra. Again, that game is at Exeter Township High School, and the cost for spectators is $6 for adults and $4 for students. So we hope to see all the Trojan fans up there in Exeter tomorrow night. And Coach Helfer, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so if you're just now tuning again, we want to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can once again join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. All right, so last week I talked a lot about the postseason playoffs, tournaments, and what we can expect out of our teams. We just had a preview there with Coach Helfrich with boys volleyball. But our track and field teams and our softball team will also be competing in district championship and district tournament action this upcoming week. So I want to take a look at what's in store for them before we wrap up today's show. So again, Thursday, May 16th, that's tomorrow, varsity boys volleyball team will be in the District 3 AAA first round against Palmyra at 6 p.m. That game's at Exeter Township High School. And then on Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th, our varsity track and field teams will compete at the District 3 Championships at Shippensburg University. And we have several student athletes competing in both days there at Shippensburg University. So let me just highlight some of those athletes and some of those relay teams. So for the boys, our 4x800-meter relay team is seated number 11 with a time of 8 minutes and 14 seconds. They'll be competing on Friday, I believe. In the boys' 100-meter dash, Tyshawn Worrell is the number three overall seed. And in the boys' 1,600-meter run, Trenton Overcash will represent Chambersburg as the ninth seed. Going through the list here, 4x100-meter relay, our boys' team is seeded number three. Let me keep going. In the boys' 800-meter run, we have Aaron Maynard coming in the 18th seed to represent Chambersburg with a time of 1 minute and 59.32 seconds. And still going on with the boys here. Again, like I said, we have several student athletes competing this Friday and Saturday. And the boys' 3,200-meter run, as the 19th overall seed, we have Braden Boyd coming in at a time of 9 minutes and 50 seconds. In the boys' 4x400-meter relay, the Chambersburg team is the number 3 overall seed with a time of 3 minutes and 25 seconds. In the boys' pole vault, Newcomer Tyler Luther is the number 5 overall seed, coming in with a jump of 13 feet and 9 inches. In the boys' long jump, we have Tyshawn Worrell again, coming in the 12th seed with a jump of 21 feet, 6.25 inches. And then in the rest of our throwing events here, in the shot put, Brock Harmon, who once again was the mid-pen championship champion, he comes in at the number 7 overall seed with a throw of 53 feet, 9 inches. And in the discus, he is also competing as the number 7 overall seed with a throw of 154 feet, 4 inches. So that's all of our boys competing on the boys' side. And for our girls, our 4x800 meter relay team is seeded number 14 overall with a time of 9 minutes and 55 seconds. In the girls' 100 meter hurdles, we actually have two student athletes competing. Bria Klopper will be the 8th seed with a time of 15.28 seconds, and Sydney Gilbert will be representing us as the 12th seed with a time of 15.78 seconds. In the girls' 100 meter dash, we have Jaishalyn Jones coming in the 31 seed. And in the girls' 1600 meter run, Kiara Whitehead is the 20th overall seed. Moving on still, girls' 4x100 meter relay team is the number 5 overall seed with a time of 49.45 seconds. And in the girls' 300 meter hurdles, we have Bria Klopper as the number 6 overall seed with a time of 45.85 seconds. In the girls' 200 meter dash, Chanel Burrows will represent us as the 13th overall seed with a time of 26.15 seconds. And in the girls' 4x400 meter relay, the Chambersburg team is seeded 11th with a time of 4 minutes and 6.55 seconds. Moving on to the field events. In the pole vault, Ainsley Ackerman is the number 19 overall seed with a jump of 9 feet 6 inches. And then moving on to the throwing events, we have Ashley Adams representing Chambersburg in the discus as the 12th overall seed with what was a career best this past Saturday of 113 feet and 4 inches. So that's all of our Trojan student athletes competing in the track and field District 3 championships at Shippensburg University on Friday and Saturday. And then looking ahead to next week, we don't want to count our chickens before they hatch, but boys volleyball quarterfinals will be on Monday, May 20th. We will post information about them as soon as we see how they do tomorrow evening against Palmyra. So I know I quickly ran through that list of postseason events and, again, all the athletes that are going to be competing, especially on the track and field side. So if you want more information, visit our website. Again, we post all the postseason information there every week, and we also post it on our Twitter account, which is at CASD Athletics. So check all the athletic information out there for the postseason. And then once again, I know I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but softball will be competing in the District 3 tournament next week as well. They have a first round bye, so they will start their postseason action on Thursday, May 23rd at home against the number 6 overall seed. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics and check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next Wednesday, May 22nd at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.